Okay, we're starting now. First of all, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us and for giving your time on a Saturday. I know it's a weekend. We very much appreciate it. Just for the record, so we can capture it, can you state your full name and where you stay here?
My name is Sarah McLean. I'm staying here at Zone 6.
Okay, so okay. Sarah, were you born in this community? Or where were you born?
I born at Sharpeville, not yet.
In Sharpeville?
Yes.
And what year were you born?
Hmm?
What year? When? When?
When?
Yeah.
In 1965.
1965. And when did you move to this community here? What year?
It was 1993. 93.
So from the time you were born till 93, you stayed in Sharpeville.
Mm.
Okay. And why did you move? Why did you move to this place in 93?
I was looking for my own house.
Okay.
To move at home, to have my own house.
Okay. Were at that time, were you married? Did you have a family, or were you by yourself?
My husband built his house.
He bought this. Yeah, bought the house. I think why don't we just do the translation? Yeah. Just speak in Sutta. That's fine. So, just tell us a little bit about Sharpeville's just down the road. Really, it's not that far away, is it? How far away is Sharpeville from here? It's not far. So just tell us a little bit about growing up in Sharpeville, the 1960s, 1970s. What was it like for you as a young girl?
Okay, she didn't stay too long in Sharpeville. She doesn't have a background coverage of the life of Sharpeville.
Okay.
Don't you want to sit here?
Okay.
Okay. It's not that important whether it was Sharp. Just in this area, growing up, wherever you were. I mean, you were close by somewhere, yeah? Zone 12, you said you moved to. So tell us a little bit about growing up in there when you started school as a young girl. What was it like?
She
started in Zone 11.
Zone 11 and then she went in Zone 11 for her higher education.
So maybe the better thing, what are your memories of that time growing up? What are some of your memories?
She's running the 3rd of September, the Asinamali campaign.
What about it? What do you remember about the Asinamali campaign?
For education, because when ne ke tsa matric ka nako e ne re tlamehile ho longola trial.
The education has been disrupted because of the violence that erupted in that year, and people were also not attending to their jobs because that was the day of the violence, 3 September.
Were you at all, as a student, involved in any of the things that were going on at the time?
I was not involved.
She was not participating in the violence.
But what did you think about it?
Because
our parents' rent increased and they didn't have money.
Okay, according to her, that was very nice because the time was hard because our parents were not working, and then that is when the government raised up rentals.
And so when you, your parents, you say, were not working, what had your parents been doing before that, your father and your mother, had to survive, to support the family?
Misunderstanding in that note, the parents were working.
And what were they doing?
Okay, she was a metal worker at a certain company. The father.
Mainly domestic worker.
The mother was a domestic worker.
Domestic worker as well. And how was life difficult for you, or was it okay? Did you, in your family, did you have enough?
Okay, there is no problem. They were okay.
And brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many brothers, how many sisters?
Total we had 9 at home, 2 girls and 7 boys.
2 girls and 7 boys.
But 2 boys they passed away. It's only left, 5 only boys left.
And did your 2 brothers pass away when they were young or when they were older?
When I was young.
When you were very young?
Yeah.
Okay. And you, where are you? Are you oldest, youngest? Where, in the middle somewhere? Where did?
I'm the firstborn.
You're the firstborn. Okay, so all of the rest are the younger siblings. Okay. So when you went to high school, you said you after primary school you went to high school. What kinds of things at that time were you interested in that you wanted to do in high school? You wanted to study. Yeah.
I was like studying history, like sports.
What kind of sports? What did you play?
I was great in netball.
Yeah. And did you have a team that you played around in the area, other schools?
At home, there was a team there. At the weekend, like weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a team. We play the netball at the weekends. At school, we play the netball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you do well in school?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you enjoy you took it very seriously?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you, so you got your matric? Matric. You're grade 2. And what year did you get matric?
Because I have to repeat that matric because we have not, on the 3rd September, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The studies were disrupted in 1984 because of the uprisings, and then as a result, she had to repeat matric in
1985. Okay.
She had some subjects not well, so she repeated everything.
Okay. And what happened? What did you do once you got your matric and you left high school?
I wished to be a police woman, so but I didn't.
Why a police woman? Why did you want to be a police woman?
I just like to be a police.
Did you have friends or other children whose parents were policemen? What did you like about the police?
I just not friends, but I could like them to be over at down and not come to it.
Just passion for it.
Yeah. And what did you, I mean, you talked about the riots and the other things, but so I'm sure that was quite a very, how should we say, difficult thing maybe, because the police were seen as being on the other side, huh? Wasn't it? So what did you do to try to make that happen? You wanted to become a police. Did you make an application? Did you?
A lot, but I was not succeeding. I made a lot. Every year, when they went the police,
mm-hmm.
I go there at Old Cop, find the forms and fill the forms, but I went.
And why did you think that you weren't successful? Why?
I don't know.
You don't know? Were you ever given any reasons?
I think it was God's will, because I hate to work at hospital. I like to be a policewoman, but now I'm working at a hospital.
Okay, now about the former back, why not not applications of a study? No
reasons. So how did you end up starting to work at a clinic? How did that happen? How did she start working at the clinic?
Application, I said you apply for that, but at private hospital, not the this government hospital.
Okay.
Which private hospital did you start working at?
The Midval. Valmed. But now it's Medicity who's operating there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of work did you start doing initially at the beginning?
I was working with those nurses, helping them, and exactly I was working in the kitchen. But if you have a knowledge about the patients, about that work, they call you and help those nurses with the patient.
Okay. And what kind of people came to that? It was a private hospital, so what kind of people were you serving, were you taking care of?
Kids, whites and blacks.
Okay.
But not so many people from this community that you were living in. Were there people here that were coming to that hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, as well?
Some of them? Yeah.
Okay. And this was, you started working there in the late 1980s, yeah?
Uh-uh.
When did you start?
Oh, I've got there work lately. It was 2004.
Oh, okay.
It was 2004.
So from the time you graduated from high school all the way through the 1990s, what happened during that period?
I was staying at home. No money to go to school because my father passed away in 1980.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So my mother, she has no money to can give me to go to school.
And your mother was still working as a domestic worker?
Yes.
And she was supporting all of the children, all nine of you at that time, or seven after your, yeah?
Mm.
When you say you stayed at home, did you do any other things, even if you didn't get paid for it? Other things that you were doing?
Nothing.
I
must stay with the children as my mother go to work.
Okay, so taking care of the other kids.
Yeah.
So that was also, all of that was during the time when the political changes started happening in South Africa after 1990, yeah?
Yeah.
And other things. As a young woman who didn't have a job and who was looking around, what did you think that 1994 was going to bring for you after the changes?
Rabona ili life emu itlobang alright, but when the times goes on, life ya chinsha ya bahat for the other people. Bana batholi msebenzi
kwazo. Okay, she thought that life was changing for the better, because everything was changing, and then currently we were about to see a new president, so she thought everything would come around, but. It's unfortunate that things turned around.
What kinds of things specifically can you give us example that you thought were going to change when you say better life? What do you mean by that?
Maybe education, government itloba support ya gare ya chalete yenu, and but wasa service in batole miservice, but azamo bejalo because a lot of people by never retrenched.
Okay, she thought for the children whose parents couldn't afford to take them to school, government will be responsible for that, and even the employment would be more, but government didn't do that.
So, after 1994, and I see you've got the picture of Madiba there on your wall. He became president, and the new government happening. Did you see? You said it didn't happen. What kinds of changes did you see for you in your life and for your family after that? After 1994, anything at all?
Kama wa 94, wena le ba le lapa la hao, le la bona ona le ntho tse bang ko kama wa 1994. La o la bona ntho tse tse feng di fetile bo phelong ba rona kama wa tokolo.
Nna ke bone di-changes tse la ba teng ke tsa batho ba ba ne ba le struggling, cause ke bona ba ileng ba succeed hore government e ba fe mesebetsi, e ba kenye sekolo like my brother a tlang ka mogaka a etsa matric, o na le mo involved o struggle seo. So ba kgonne go ba mokenye mosebetsi, ke o ba mokenye o na le ntho vetse mo a kene sekolo, qeta go kena sekolo a ba sebetsa mo license department ona ja ke le traffic cop and o kwa utshe o la change fela batho ba ne ba le struggling.
Okay, according to her, the changes that she can remember is that employment only went to the people who were political activists, not an ordinary person sitting there not doing nothing.
Okay, I heard something about a traffic. We need the full translation,
okay,
please.
And then,
yeah.
Like his brother. His brother was an activist, and then government took him to
Vets.
Okay, they took him to Vets, and now it's a traffic cop.
So
without that metric, as they say to us, go to school and finish up the school, you might at least you get the better job. Mm-hmm. But is it like that?
So you felt that because your brother had been involved in the struggle and had new people, that's why he got to do. Mm-hmm. What about your other brothers and sisters? What about those? What about them?
Okay, there were two, but unfortunately one has been killed during the
by the Inkat when was he?
Yeah. Okay.
He was killed how?
By Inkata.
During the early 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. You had said, sorry, previously that you, when you moved into this place, you moved with your husband, right?
Yes.
When did you get married?
1990.
Yes. Okay. So that's, and your husband, what did he do?
He was retrenched. He was working at Mittal then.
At Mittal? Oh, at ISCOR at that point, yeah.
He was retrenched. 95.
He was retrenched in 95.
97, eh? It was 97, yeah.
Okay, so from the time you got married to 97, you had some, your husband was bringing in income, and were things okay for you during that time, even though you weren't working?
No, I was not working. Kome kana ko eno, I ke ola retrench ya. Okay, nsa le pila ka chelte e ba ne ba ifu yo. So le nna le ke tsa di piece job o mona around.
Okay, they were living under the financial package. And then at the same time, she was doing some odd jobs outside to boost the income.
Hmm? What kind of odd jobs were you doing?
Washing the clothes for people, cleaning the houses for people, you see.
People in this area? Or?
Yeah, in this area. Because I have a child, that child, she must go to school, I must do everything for her.
Okay, you have one child?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 15 years. She turned 16 on the 22 September next week.
Okay. So she's a transition child as well, right? Yeah. She's born for. And your husband, is he still with you?
Yes.
And is he's unemployed now? Okay. So you're the breadwinner now in the family.
Yes.
Okay. When exactly? Sorry, you might have answered this, but I just wanted to. When did you get that job in the clinic?
I just applied.
Yeah, well, when was that? What year was that? Do you,
2004.
In 2004, okay.
But I applied before, it's a long time. They just replied me after a long time.
Okay. Okay. So tell us how it after when you got the job, what's it like working in that kind of place? What kinds of things do you do?
Like a hostess in the world. Nakomu to send in a that patient?
Okay, it's like a hostess and then sometimes helping nurses with patients.
And when you say helping, have you gone through training courses or have you done things that would give you some more knowledge of nursing profession and other, or have you just learned on the job?
Training at Inkapu, you treated like a gavatus.
You treated like a gavatuga.
No, she trained from the activities of the nurses.
And when you say you sometimes helping the nurses, what kind of stuff do you help them with?
I help them when to take those patients to the bath, washing those patients, giving them medicine, giving them the food, the right food, the food they must eat, like diabetic people, the high cholesterol.
And this is now, it's called MediClinic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the private hospital. So now, since 2004, what are the most things that you see, most of the why are the people coming to the hospital? What are the illnesses mostly? What are the problems for most people?
Diabetic, and hypertension, high cholesterol. The rest of it, but
operation
is not.
Okay,
and understood that. So, do you have any connections, or do you have any with the public hospitals at all in this area? Do you work with them, or just there at that private hospital?
Just the private hospital.
Okay. Do you have other friends that are nurses at, or that work in those other hospitals?
I have only one friend who is a nurse.
At what hospital?
This area.
Yeah.
But at the extension to that one.
Okay. Do you talk about your jobs to each other? What goes on?
Yes.
What does she tell you about her job in the public hospital?
Go. I get one of your private clinic.
Private
hospital.
Yeah, no private. So
that's
the same hospital.
Oh, she's also in the private.
So Marlena said that guy would have an uncle would have an
uncle. Okay. I see it's children's ward.
Do you think it's that you've got it's better to work at a private one than the? Do you know anybody who's working at the public clinics or hospitals?
Sister.
Your sister.
Yeah.
So tell us, what is she saying about working at that place?
They never have conversation over that.
You don't talk about that at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not.
You're saying no, is there some reason why?
I'm talking because my job is different from here.
Okay.
You see, the government hospital is different from the...
Yes. So I'm asking you, what do you think is the difference? What for you do you know is the difference between working at a private versus a public hospital?
The difference is that private hospital, they have a good treatment, and those people who go there, the people who have money, the government, sometimes they have no medicine. That clinic is so corrupt, you see. Because they treat people freely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is why there's a different. And lots of people, they died because they have no money to go to the doctor, to go to the private clinic. Because that service is poor. Of government is so poor.
Have you ever been to a public clinic or hospital yourself?
Uh-uh.
No.
I'm not a sick person.
You mean if
you
were sick?
Or some of your, with your child or anywhere, would you take them, would you go there?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No one.
No one, okay.
Because I have a family daughter.
Okay.
So if someone gets sick, you take them to the family doctor?
Yeah.
Right. Would you take, if one of your family members was seriously ill and needed to be hospitalized, where would you take them?
Like my mother, my mother will take her to Kopanong, not yet speaking.
Okay, that's...
But Kopanong is a public hospital.
Yeah, it's a public, but it's better than that one of speaking.
Why do you say so? I mean, what's bad about Kopanon?
Because Kopanon, sometimes they have the better treatment. Né? There's sometimes that's okay. There's no treatment there when you go there.
The place where you the private clinic where you're working, do you have good conditions of employment? Are you satisfied with your job?
Yeah, I'm satisfied, yeah? Because now I'm a chef. I'm cooking for the patient.
Now you're cooking?
Yes.
Okay. What, just out of interest, what kind of food do you cook for your patients? Huh?
A lot, like a chicken schnitzel, lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah.
They want the macaroni balloon, and it's a lot.
So I imagine that you don't really want to cook too much when you get home, huh? If you've been cooking all day. You're cooking all, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I used to go at home and cook for my mother. Because those food are sweet.
And your mother's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she lives here.
She's there at home at Zone 12.
Oh, in the old family home that you used to live in.
Is she retired now?
Hmm?
Is she retired now or is she still working?
Yeah, she's not working now.
She's on
pension.
She's getting a pension.
Yeah.
And what about all your other siblings? You mentioned your one brother is a traffic cop. Your one sister works in another clinic. What about the others?
My younger sister, she works with him there at private hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, my younger brother, she works there at Newval. He's a technician. The other one, he works at Mitalde Ferienachen. He's a foreman. I have three brothers who are working at the Mitalde Ferienachen. Because the other one is a foreman.
Okay.
And one was retired. Only your husband was retired.
Yes.
Okay.
My husband was working at Vanda Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother is a foreman there at Ferienachen.
Okay. So that's it's interesting because it sounds like most all of your family are very productive, they're employed, which is rare. Most of the people here, a lot of the people, why is there something about your family, the education, what do you think, why is it that people in your family have been quite successful in getting jobs and working?
Getting jobs.
Yeah.
Because we have all do matric.
Mm-hmm.
We have matric, all of us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, if like my brother, that one who is a foreman, he used to work there, so he finds the work for the other one.
Okay.
You see, we support each other.
Okay, okay.
Like my younger sister, I work in there. I just find a job for her last year.
Mm-hmm.
At private clinic.
Okay, as someone who works in the healthcare in healthcare, and you're seeing patients and other, even if it's at a private hospital, what do you think about the health of the community here that you live in?
She's saying it's not fine because people are living in bad conditions, and the reason being unemployment.
Okay.
And like,
So she's even going further to help herself. If say the neighbor is sick, she sometimes advises them what to eat because she does have a knowledge of a diet.
Nutrition. Do you at the private hospital? You said mostly it's hypertension, some surgeries and everything. Are there many HIV/AIDS patients there?
Yeah, we have.
You have as well.
Mm, we have.
Okay, and. You obviously, in that sense, nutrition is even more important when your immune system is not very strong, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find in your community here, we just were talking just earlier today with a social worker who works in the social, and she was telling us about how many people are HIV positive and how many people are going hungry in these
yeah.
communities here. Do you see that as well?
Yes. Because if a person, if he's HIV positive, she must get the good nutrition. But if that people, they were so poor, they are going to die. Because they have no money to buy that food they must eat. Yes.
Okay. What do you, I mean, it took you a long, you were saying, it took you quite a long time, 2004, when you got a job. Now things are better for you in terms of work. Do you think that was, when you look at the post-1990, after 1994, do you think things have gotten better for most people or not so? How do you look at this last 10, 12 years since the Madiba became our president and things changed? How would you look, if you were looking back at the last 13 years, how would you describe them?
Situation is like alright. Mandela, I say sorry, president. Who can be? Kira time we tell you that we was starvation. But to say what's happening, we not that much hard to
Particularly in 1994, till Mandela went out of position, he says everything was right. Things were coming gradually correct. But in the, since Mbeki, the unemployment and starvation and poorness, poverty became the norm.
And why do you think, if you think that that's the case, why do you think that that happens when, after Mbeki came in as president?
Yeah, again Mbeki, again
That is why situation is our society. Babang, how about for the challenge? But you use it for the people. But you use it for what?
Okay. The reason is, ever since Mbeki came in, the ministries in government, corruption has cost a lot of power because the people are
fighting each other.
Mm. Yeah, things like Zuma and stuff like that. So yeah.
Like now, ANC, we have splitted into two parties now. If you see, you have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I like Zuma. You see, if they came about another cause, I won't tolerate that. Never ever. Because I see we have suffering most. Those causes, they cause our life to be difficult most. You see.
So you feel very strongly that it's one group is having at the expense of another group. Is that how you feel?
Now it's split into two. Because they fight each other. Some of people they like Zuma. Some of people they like Nuga. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And why do you like Zuma?
Zuma, he's so strong. See, he's like, hmm? Kore ki strong and only that dignity, abu president.
Okay, strong and dignity.
Okay. All right, we won't get into that discussion here. We that's just asking your opinion of that. Are you? I am assuming that you are an ANC member. You, yeah. Are you active in the ANC?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
But you support them?
But I support only one person.
Oh, only the one side of the ANC, okay.
Because he's a Zulu man, I'm a Zulu woman. That is why I support him.
Just, that's interesting. I mean, do you find that in here in this community, in Sibokang, because there's a lot of people coming from different parts of the country, yeah? Zulu, Xhosa, Tswana, Sotho.
Yes.
Does everybody get along, or do they divide according to language and culture, that group from where they're coming from? What do you find in your life?
We are going to go to the dikarolano tapaka keng tsa batho ba buang dipuo tsa rona se ka sezolo sesotho setswana go bona go na le mo rona ga phela mo aane. No.
So no problems there?
No problems.
No.
Because we are all the blacks, you see. But when it comes to our government, it doesn't work.
Okay. Mm. All right. I want to have just a few last questions. I'm interested to know, now that you're working, you travel, how far is it that you have to go to work, to the Mediclinic? So what time do you wake up in the morning?
At 4 o'clock.
You wake up at 4, and then what time do you leave here?
You leave at 5 o'clock.
You leave 5. Arriving at work at when? When do you get to work?
Sometimes 25 to 6.
That's really early.
Yes.
Is that when you're supposed to be at work?
Yes, because I must prepare a breakfast for the patient.
Okay, and then when do you get off? When do you knock off? Every day?
We work 2 days in, 2 days off. Like now, I'm weekend off now.
And you work 24 hours when you say 2 days. You work straight.
Yeah. I'm working 6 to 6.
Okay.
Six to six
for 2 days, and then you get 2 days off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes 3 days in, 3 days off. Like now, I'm weekend off, ne?
Mm-hmm.
From yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Right.
Monday I go to work.
Monday you go, okay.
And are you on permanent staff, or are you working on contract?
I'm working on a contract.
Right.
And what are the conditions of that contract? I mean, how long? Is it a year, 2 years, 6 months? How?
They didn't give us a term.
They haven't given you a frame?
Because
mm-hmm.
Now we have 3 years working for that contract.
Do you get any benefits?
Yeah, we get benefits.
You do get some benefits?
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of benefits?
We have a UIF, the Provident Fund, the
medical aid.
The medical aid, you know, but we have a salary, you know, because we have a salary.
Okay. They can't admit, sorry,
no. Ah, you have a salary, the company, you know, but you have a salary, you have a salary, you have a salary, but you have 800 and something, but we have a salary.
She can't qualify. There is medical aid, but she can't qualify because of the salary she gets.
Are you satisfied with your salary, your pay?
Yeah, now I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied now.
Yeah.
Better. Just out of interest, when you take home your paycheck every month, yeah? What is your household budget? What do you spend your money on? What are the main things, expenses in your life for your house and your family?
The rest is the food.
How much would you say of your money is taken by food?
By food. Let me take like this. It's food, electricity, ne? Children for when she going to school. It's me for transport. I think I spend about 800 to 900 somewhere there. For dijo, you spend a 600.
600 on food.
And then the rest going up to 900 on the other things you mentioned.
Yeah.
That's electricity, school fees, mm-hmm. and school issues. And then what was the other one?
For my transport, you go get
on transport.
You get 1,005.
Okay.
Yeah. You get a 1,005 because for my transport, you spend a 320.
Okay. 320.
You go back to the Amanaga, okay. So you go back to the
okay. Okay. Together with the transport,
320.
320.
A month. So how much do you have much left over at the end after you've taken care of all of the things you need to pay for? Do you have anything you can save?
About 700.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you put that away for, or do you spend it on other?
I spend it for my mother.
Okay, so you're taking other care of other people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you feel as at least now that you can manage with that with that situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you, Sarah, if you're looking to the future, you're looking ahead, what do you, what would you like to see happening for yourself in your own life? Where would you like to go? What are your dreams about moving in what places? Yeah.
My future, like next year, I'm better with engineering. Take your service.
Okay.
I'm better register. I'm over and take it to engineering. Go to sex with Telamanaka because next year, I'll have a metric again. Get this on a higher, more tertiary. At least teach her at the young IBC.
Okay, she's looking in the near future. She wants to see herself being an engineer.
Where did that interest come from? Engineer. What made you be interested in being an engineer?
I like to fix the things like body TV, like the cars you see.
She likes fixing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that makes you feel like hands-on, very practical kinds of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're hoping to go to school to get
next
a...
Year. Yeah, I don't know what.
So you've already made the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm already planned.
You say you've registered at Tech?
On December, I'm going to register at Valtech then.
All right.
To be an engineer.
And how will you afford to pay for it?
I'll afford it.
And you'll do it?
Will you carry on working?
Hmm?
Will you carry on working?
Yes.
And you've got a 15-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What future do you think she has? What would you, when you, she's now still a few more years in school, but then she's going to have to move out there in that big bad world. What do you see for her?
I see the bright future for her,
mm-hmm.
because she wants to be a social worker.
Okay.
She wants to go in for her as she finishes at school.
She's a bright young girl. Yeah? She's smart. Okay. Okay. All right. So it seems to you look at the future and there's good things happening, possibly, yeah, for you and your family. Okay. And then what about just on the bigger picture? Where do you know when not just politics necessarily who's in control, but South Africa? When you see, look at the country, you look at the people. What do you see for the next future?
For the next future, what I see, I think if we can change the president, I see the South Africa is going to be all right.
Okay.
See the life for the people is going to change.
Right. And the very last thing. Is there anything that you would like to say about yourself, about things that we haven't talked about or questions we haven't asked you? We give an opportunity if you want to say anything. Anything at all? Anything that you would like to say?
South Africa.
Okay, she likes to see the new government, the new South Africa changing, because we've got a lot of children now turning into thugs because of poverty. She's mentioned that there are sheikhs who are there called it inside, and that it is true. When you go there, there's a lot of robberies and little boys selling guns and stuff.
Okay.
Most of people, they used to kill themselves because of their poorness, you see. It's not all right. It's not okay totally. Because they leave their children behind. Who's going to look after the children after they committing suicide? No one, you see. So we have a lot of thugs there in that shacks there. because the people, their mothers and fathers, they are not working, their parents, you see.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Because it's hard to see the other children suffering, as well, like I'm working, my children get everything she wants. What about the other children? It's hard to other people, you see.
Mm. Okay. Thanks very much for talking to us. Okay, thank you.